Hi there. The word for today is express your love. In Matthew 22, verse 39, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. When it comes to loving others, here are two things to keep in mind. First, you need to say it, and second, you need to show it. The story is told of an old fisherman who'd been married to his wife for over 50 years, but never told her he loved her. Just never did. Finally, in frustration, she said to him one day, you never tell me you love me. Why? Without batting an eye, he looked at her and said, I told you I loved you when I married you, and if it ever changes, I'll let you know. Now that's a cute story, but not so cute when it's reality. Your husband or wife may know you love them, but they still need to hear it. And so do your children, your friends, and those who are in your close circle of influence. The fact is, you can never say I love you too much. But it's not enough to say it, you've got to show it. Everybody needs a pat on the back. Dr. Dolores Krieger, who's a professor of nursing at New York University, conducted numerous studies on the power of human touch. And she discovered that both the toucher and the touchy experience great physiological benefit from human contact. It works like this. Red blood cells carry hemoglobin, a substance that transports oxygen to body tissue. Dr. Krieger found that when one person lays hands on another, the hemoglobin levels in the bloodstream of both people increase. And as they rise, body tissue receives increased oxygen, which invigorates you physically and can actually aid in the healing process. What you're seeing is the literal power of love in action. In other words, loving is good for us. There's nothing as rewarding, satisfying, or encouraging as loving others through your words and through your actions. And that's the word for you today.